You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a football Monday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Gary Barnage right now, tight end for the Browns. And Gary, the biggest reason we want to have you on is because I don't know a bigger movie buff than you. I mean, this is your thing. Outside of your passion for football, your next biggest passion is movies, and obviously yesterday was like a national holiday for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. I always try to watch some of the awards because it's very interesting. I was a little disappointed with some of them, but I understand them.
All right, well, let's do that. We're gonna get your expertise going here, and let's go to the main awards and your opinion as to whether the Academy got it right, starting with Picture of the Year and 12 Years a Slave. What did you think?
That was what I was rooting for. I thought that was the one that, to me, should have won Best Picture. But going into it, I thought Dallas Buyers Club was going to win just from all the publicity it's been getting. And it was a great movie as well, but I definitely wanted 12 Years a Slave, so I was happy about that one.
What did it for you? I mean, that was obviously a very powerful story, but give us the movie critique. Why did that work as Best Picture to you?
Well, the acting in it was amazing. The story was amazing. And the fact that it's based on the true story, I think that draws you in as well. And it's just an amazing concept that happened. And it's just the way they portrayed everything and the way everybody got into the character was awesome.
And Gary, of course, we talked about Dallas Buyers Club. Matthew McConaughey getting Best Actor for that one. That was my prediction. I mean, I'm the guy. I don't know if anybody wants to be sitting with me watching these things, but I'm calling out the winner before that. And then when I'm right, I reinforce it to my wife and anyone else who's around that I got it right. So I did call him for Best Actor, having seen that movie. And you just said that you thought it was right there as Best Picture. So did the Academy get it right with him as Best Actor?
I think they did, and my personal choice, I wanted Leo just because he hasn't won one yet, and what he did in The Wolf of Wall Street was amazing, his whole transformation of the character and everything, but I don't think he ever lose somebody bad picking that choice. Both of them did an amazing job, so I don't really fault them on that one at all.
You think the 500 F-bombs in that movie worked against them?
I mean, maybe to a point, but that's how the story was. That's how I know they might have been over the top with it, but some of it, if you read the book and stuff, it's crazy. The stuff that went on, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it really was. And I was a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio in that one as well. I wouldn't have had any problem with him winning it. But I just thought, you know, I looked at Matthew McConaughey and what it took to play that part, all the weight he dropped and how convincing he looked as an AIDS patient. I mean, it was terrifying, really, to watch him in there. And I actually wondered. I said, look, this isn't makeup now. I mean, they did a heck of a job too, but this is a guy who dropped all this weight to be dedicated to do this part as authentically as possible. And you actually worried for his health in real life as well as the movie.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think him and Jared Leto both immersed themselves in their roles completely, and you saw it and it showed with their performances and them both getting a nod for Oscar.
All right, let's move on now to Best Actress and your thoughts there.
I like it a lot because Kate Blanchett is probably my favorite actress, right up there with Meryl Streep. So they were both going against each other. So I would have been fine with either one of those two. So I was happy about it because I like Kate Blanchett. I think she is such a well-ranged actress and she can do everything, and I loved her. So I thought she did a great job, and I was happy about it.
Her speech was pretty strong too. I mean, she was trying to make a point, a lot of points, and saying basically female leads in movies it's a good thing. I mean, it's like it'll make you money, and she used her opportunity to also make a little bit of a statement, right, about the industry.
No, I definitely agree with that, and I think she has all the power to do that too.
Yeah, I guess so, especially when you win an award like that. And obviously, I don't know if anyone, I mean, everybody's was genuinely enthusiastic and expressed that, but for Best Supporting Actress from 12 Years a Slave, that was also pretty impressive.
No, I agree. I think she might have had the best speech of them all.
Yeah, it was. It
she
was
poured everything out into it.
It was from her heart and really into it. And yeah, the whole thing, I guess, was good. Now, I guess you could have predicted going in. So I watched Gravity. I actually did an on-demand rental of that right before I timed it, so I'd be watching that right before the Oscars, because I just had a feeling it was going to do something. And that's when I saw it for the first time. So I watched it, and then like I don't know, 6 o'clock or so. Then everything started about 8. So I was already, it was fresh in my mind. And then it just blew up. I mean I thought exactly what would happen would happen. Did you agree it was going to win pretty much every award except the one that involved acting? And nothing against Sandra Bullock, but she didn't have a lot of lines in the movie.
Oh, no, I agree. I don't think it doesn't portray, it doesn't need the acting.
Yeah.
Just the whole environment and all the settings around all the stuff that's going on, that pretty much engulfs you in the film as itself anyways. So I don't think the acting was a huge needed part of it. And I can understand why they didn't win any of the acting awards, even though they both did a good job, Clooney and Sandra Bullock. They both did an amazing job, but you didn't need it for the movie.
Yeah, the star of the movie were the effects, basically.
Yes.
All the way through. Gary Barnidge joining us, Browns tight end, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Gary, how do you watch the academies when given? And people should know, again, you are as big a movie buff as there is out there. You explain it. I mean, to the depth that you follow movies and how you go about it. I know you like to bring fans along via social media. You use Twitter to get people to accompany you. You get teammates to go out to movies. So let's talk about that, and then your mindset as you watch something like the Academy Awards.
Yeah, so I started something 2 years ago when I was in Carolina. I started during the season, every year during the regular season, every week I do a little trivia question on Twitter, and I take the first 10 people that get it right to the movies, and then I invite teammates to come along, and then we watch the movie with the fans and interact with them for about 30 minutes before the movie starts. And I just want to show my passion for the movies and give fans a thanks for everything they do supporting us. I want to give them the opportunity to see the guys that they follow and they watch and they might not get a chance to meet. So I try to incorporate that into it as well. And it just works that movies are my huge thing for me.
Yeah, they really are. And you just, do you see yourself as someone, especially when you're watching the best of the best up there like last night, is that your dream? Do you want to be involved in either the production of it or acting, or what's kind of your post-football passion if it applies to movies, or is it just being a fan?
Yeah, movies are a huge aspect for me, and I would love to do something in them when I'm done with football. I don't know as much for acting. I don't know if I'd have that niche or anything, but producing would be interesting for me, because I have two buddies that are directors. And I went on when they filmed the movie in Charlotte, I was on their set watching them do everything, and it changed the way I see movies. Because the way they film movies and the way you sit and watch, and they do one scene 30 times, and then you watch the movie and it's perfect, and you're like, okay. They had 14 different cameras. They moved around for every shot. They had to redo the same lines and everything back to back. It's amazing. You watch the movies and shows completely different when you see one made, because it changes your perception of how everything's done. And I think, so producing might be something I would get into down the road, but I know I definitely want to do a professional movie critic. That's one thing I'm really trying to push as soon as I'm done as well.
Now, were you part of any kind of a watching party last night, or did you just kind of hang out by yourself? How'd you watch last night?
I'm actually in Florida with my mom and my family right now, so I just hung out and watched by myself, ate dinner and stuff, and my mom was watching The Voice, which that's not for me. So
yeah,
I was watching the Oscars, and it is interesting. It's always a good thing to watch. I try to watch them as much as I can, like the award stuff and see. But some award shows aren't even really worth watching. But I just enjoy all the movie related stuff.
Right. And you, by the way, I don't want to assume anything. Did you watch every movie that was up for an award, or was there one now that you're going to watch because it won an award?
The only one I did not get to watch was Nebraska, but I just bought it on DVD, so I will be watching it soon.
It was interesting because it was there in just about, I don't know, every category, and I just had a feeling, because it was so sort of out there, a little different, that it might win something. But but it didn't yet. I'm like you. I haven't seen it either, and it's a movie I feel like I've got to watch now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Gary, let's talk a little football, and obviously things changing around this Browns team. You've been paying attention to it. You've got a new offensive coordinator coming in Kyle Shanahan. Just some thoughts about how you sort of see the terrain with the coaching changes that have occurred. And I said new offensive coordinator, new head coach, obviously, too, in Mike Pettine. I know players really haven't had much or any interaction with the new coaches and so forth, but give me a sense of how you're looking at things for this off season so far.
Yeah, it's hard because everybody's in the off season, so we have all these changes going on. So a lot of guys haven't got to meet the coaches, or anything we've really done is talk on the phone and stuff. But I think everybody's excited. I think we're excited, and it was a big change at the end of the year because nobody expected it to happen really. But that's the nature of the business. There's nothing we can control about that. We just got to keep moving forward. And I think where everybody's excited, we're looking forward to getting started and getting back and getting the ship right.
Sure. By the way, one other movie-related / Browns-related question for you. I'm trying to think of the timing of this, but when you were signed last year, were you around for any of the production of Draft Day?
Yeah, they were still filming some of the scenes, and then the actors and actresses, they came in. They worked out in the weight room and stuff. We were doing, I think we were just doing workouts ourselves. We weren't really doing like practices yet or anything, right. But it was just good to see them coming around and seeing all that stuff. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy that for me.
Yeah. Did you have a chance to pick anyone's brain either on the acting front or the directing or production front?
I didn't get to on this film. I did when I went to the film my buddy shot in. Okay. Charlotte, I got to see that, and I got to pick the brains of the actors and actresses there, and I thought it's eye-opening, the stuff they have to go through, and they do over and over, and it's crazy. It's similar to football, that we repeat plays and plays over and over again. They just do scenes or lines over and over again, and you can see how it gets.
Yeah, same level of discipline for sure. Hey, Gary, thank you so much for joining us, and glad you had an enjoyable night watching what for you, for a lot of us is fun, but I think it takes on a special meaning for you. Appreciate that, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, he's Gary Barnidge, Browns tight end and movie buff, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up on ESPNDW KNR.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.